Alaska Real Estate Headlines. DNR Recorder's Office, your AK resource for natural land records. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources Recorder's Office manages the state system for developing, conserving, and enhancing natural resources for Alaskans. Real estate professionals rely on DNR Recorder's Office records to verify land titles, easements, and encumbrances essential to property transactions across Alaska. Bookmark dnr.alaska.gov/recof/ for direct access to state land records and recording services. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. Anchorage Municipality unveils residential building permits hub for AK Pros. The Municipality of Anchorage has published its official webpage for residential building permits and inspections. Real estate professionals in AK need current permit and inspection requirements to guide clients through Anchorage residential transactions and development timelines. Bookmark Anchorage's residential building permits page for quick reference on local compliance. mun.org/department/OCPD/development/services/permits-inspections/pages/residential-building.alestateheadlines. Alaska Property Records Search Tool helps AK Pros access deeds, liens, and permits. A new online resource lets users check Alaska property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. For Alaska real estate professionals, consolidated property record access speeds due diligence, supports accurate valuations, and streamlines transaction research. Bookmark alaska.propertychecker.clash for quick reference during your next Alaska property deal. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. AK State Assessor's Office, key resource for property valuation data. The Office of the State Assessor, within the Division of Community and Regional Affairs, provides oversight and resources for property assessment across Alaska. Real estate professionals rely on accurate property valuations for transactions, financing, and market analysis throughout AK. Bookmark the State Assessor's page for access to assessment tools and regional data. hwocommerce.commerce.alaska/web/laff-office-of-the-state-assessor.aspx. Alaska Real Estate Updates. AK Real Estate Commission resources now available via DCE Licensing Division. The Alaska Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development's Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing maintains the Real Estate Commission's professional licensing information online. AK real estate professionals rely on this portal for commission updates, licensing requirements, and regulatory guidance specific to their practice. Bookmark the Real Estate Commission page for direct access to licensing tools and announcements. Alaska Real Estate Updates. Anchorage Public Records now searchable via Netter Online for AK real estate pros. Netter Online provides access to Anchorage Public Records, including property tax and assessor search tools for Alaska's largest municipality. Real estate professionals in AK can quickly verify property details, tax histories, and ownership records critical to transactions in the Anchorage market. Bookmark this resource for fast Anchorage property research. https://publicrecords.netronline.com/AK/Anchorage. Alaska Real Estate Updates. Alaska Commission rates climbed to 5.5%, 6% in 2026 as flat fee alternatives gain traction. A new analysis shows Alaska real estate commissions are reaching 5.5% to 6%, while Huzo's flat fee MLS service claims sellers can bypass traditional commission costs and save approximately $23,000. Alaska real estate professionals should anticipate continued pressure from cost-conscious sellers exploring commission-free listing options in the 2026 market. Review how flat fee models are positioning against traditional commission structures at the source link. Alaska Real Estate Updates. AK Real Estate Pros Anchorage Property Search Tool now live. The Municipality of Anchorage has launched an online property search portal for looking up property records and assessment information. Real estate professionals in AK can quickly access official property data, ownership history, and tax assessments to inform transactions and client consultations. Bookmark atppropertymuni.org/ for fast Anchorage property lookups. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.